Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about your shield. Today, Paul will be talking about your great reward. Let's join Paul now as he teaches your great reward.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We've been talking about this vision and this dream that God has given to each and every one of us, how He has put it in our hearts, and how we should be nurturing it, how we should be praying about it, how we should be seeking God for this dream and this vision to become a reality. Last time we were together, we talked about God being our shield. He is our shield to protect us. He is the shield of our salvation. To this shield, He lifts us up from despondency and discouragement, and the shield surrounds you with God's favor. The shield is your strength and your joy, and the shield is your help in every situation. God wants to shield you. God wants to protect you. God wants to bless you. And today we're going to talk about the great reward. As you know, we've been talking about Abraham, how we've been tying in the life that God gave Abraham, how God called Abraham out of his home, told him to go to a land that Abraham has never been into, that God is going to show him, and also that God is going to give him and bless him. And these are all tied in, how we too are part of the great Abrahamic covenant. God told Abraham, "I am your shield." He also told him, "I am thy exceedingly great reward." This promise includes both spiritual and material blessing. Abraham was not only blessed spiritually by his relationship with God and through his ministry to the nation, but he was also blessed materially. He possessed great wealth, as did his immediate heirs, which were Isaac and Jacob. God blessed Abraham materially because He knew that Abraham would use his wealth wisely for the extension of God's purpose. He knew that he would honor God with a tithe of his increase. God wants to give you both spiritual and material blessings. God is the one who gives you the power to get wealth, declaring, "Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which you swear unto thy fathers, as it is this day." And you can read that in Deuteronomy 8:18. The power to get wealth is part of the Abrahamic covenant. As you will learn later in this year in this devotional guide, God gives you the power to secure what you need for yourself, your family, and your ministry. Cast aside welfare mentality and reject all negative thinking regarding your finances. The power to get wealth, we know, is part of the Abrahamic covenant, but we may be questioning ourselves, then why am I struggling? Why am I thinking, how am I going to make ends meet? This is the time where you really need to search your heart, and you need to be in careful prayer to God. Is it for selfish reasons? You may think, "No, I think I would give back to God. I would do what I need to do to support God's ministry." Well, let me ask you this. How much of your finances, how much of your time, how much of your effort are you actually giving God now? Are you putting God first in all your finances now? And see, that's what I'm saying. We need to search our hearts. We need to know that no matter what happens, we are going to support God. We're going to give back God His part. Because you think about it, even the air that you breathe, all of it belongs to God. Everything that you have, whether it be good, bad, or whatever, is a blessing from God. He alone will bless you, and it is up to us how we use and do that blessing back to God. If you will put the kingdom of God first in your finances, you will be blessed. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The financial blessing of the covenant are released when you give liberally, there's the word, liberally, of your resources to God. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer of you for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. And you can read that in Malachi 3:8-12. When Israel gave their tithes and offerings, they were blessed. When they did not give, they were cursed. Do you want to live under a curse or a blessing? Is God your great reward, or is your focus on material possession? That's the easy thing in life, to get so focused, so caught up on the material things in life that we forget that we need to give this back to God. It is through God and by God that you've got your blessings, whether it be big or small. And God knows how you use what he's gave you for his glory. Everything belongs to God. Everything needs to be given back to God. How much do we trust him? How much do we really depend on him to meet our all, every need that we have? And God is able. He is our shield. He is our protector. And it's a promise that he will take care of you, that he will bless you, is how much you give to God and how much you bless God by what you do have now. Search your heart, pray about it, and trust me, I am speaking very loud and very clear to Paul. I am in the same boat. Sometimes you think, well, I really can't afford it, so I'm going to wait. I'll give a little bit more maybe next week, and then next week comes along, it's the same thing. But we need to put our trust in God, knowing that God is our provider. Everything we get from God. It's a blessing. Let's put our trust in God. Let's extend ourselves out and prove God, to have him prove to you that he will take care of you, that he is your shield. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you so much for your word. How we thank you so much for your promises that you have given to each and every one of us. And Father, all we lack is to receive it and to accept it through you by faith. And Father, I pray that you will search our hearts deep. And Father, that you will reveal to us the things that we are lacking on how we need to put our trust in you. Father, your word says that you will be our shield, that you will protect us, that you will watch over us, that you will lift us up, and that you will take care of us. Father, help us to put our trust fully in you, not in the material things in this life, but in you. We may not be rich, we may not have everything, but God, what we do have, we know it is a blessing from you. And help us to use this blessing for your kingdom, for your will. And Father, I know if we would do that, you would bless us immensely, beyond words. And Father, I pray that you will put that in our hearts and help us to learn and help us to know that, I pray. Because Father, without you, without that shield, we can do nothing. And Father, I thank you for the many blessings that you have given to each and every one of us that is hearing this. And I pray that you will bless each and every one, and that you will help us to go further with this dream, with this vision that you have put in our heart. Bless us, I pray, Father, and to lift us up and to help us to put our trust in you. And Father, we ask you all of this in Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty, holy name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us today and today's teaching, Your Great Reward. Join Paul next week as he talks about living long enough. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Proofs Bible College furnish all the material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. You can write us or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, it's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.